ADT can design and install a smart home for you, just for you, backed by a 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Boy, I wish I knew about this before I built my house, because the ADT does it all for you, and it's so much less expensive than what I did. There's so many options you can do with your secure smart home. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or even the sound of your voice. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door controls, even video doorbell. My brother-in-law has this. It's the coolest thing ever. Plus, you're going to get doorman service. ADT will automatically like unlock the door for packages, your friends, for your kids. Turn down service. ADT will automatically arm your system, lock your doors, turn down your lights and your thermostat. Plus, if you need move-in service while you're unpacking boxes, ADT is going to install your whole custom designed system. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT could design and install a secure smart home just for you. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Hello.
What a fun show that was.
That was such a blast.
We had such a good time.
Yes.
I love everyone's comments. I love that everyone loved meeting Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so cool.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, she's the best. I feel like we have a lot to discuss. I have to hear what happened with... So daddy's gone, right? It's over for sure?
Oh, yeah. Daddy's been gone.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes when someone's gone, they're not really gone.
Oh, yeah. No, he's gone.
Gone,
sure.
Gone.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Weight Watchers is changing their name to WW?
Really?
Yes.
What's up with everyone like rebranding?
That's what I'm saying. Dunkin' Donuts, no more donuts. Just Dunkin'.
Just stay classic. Stay like, I don't know.
Do they really think people aren't coming in for coffee because it's called donuts? But then what does Dunkin' have to do with anything? Because the whole point is you dunk in your donut.
Right.
Like you take your donut, you dunk it in your coffee.
They're just trying to evolve.
Well, I guess we should let them evolve. I don't know. I just find that I don't like it. Speaking of food.
Yes.
I was mildly obsessed by your dinner at the Eggy Frothy place.
Oh my God. It was so good.
What's the place called?
Dialogue.
Dialogue. And there's a new place?
It's in Santa Monica. Okay. It's fairly new. They just had their 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
But this guy came from some of the top places in the world. And so Riley has probably dined with him at every restaurant that he's been in because he just loves his food.
So he like follows him like he's a fan.
Oh, for sure. But they worked together before. They had worked together in Chicago.
Okay.
And then sort of followed his journey because he just was at some epic places.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then he started his own thing out here and it's very cool. I even brought the menu because I knew you were going to ask me what we ate
okay,
and I have no idea.
So let me ask you, had he ever been there before?
No.
So this is the first time.
This is the first time. It was such a cool place. So in Santa Monica, the boardwalk, you go into like this little like food mart and it looks like it's a restroom, the store, right? And so you're like walking by it and I'm like, where are we going? Like this can't be the door. He's like, no, it is. He goes, check your email. You should have gotten some sort of code. So I did. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. So we put in the code and you walk in and it's like this maybe 14, 15 seater restaurant, super intimate. So we were
there's like seven tables.
Oh yeah. Not even. There's probably 1, 2, 3, 4 tables, and then there's some bar spaces.
It must be very expensive because I remember when we were talking about opening a restaurant, there was a whole algorithm of how many tables for the space, how many tables you need to support that kind, whatever the space was.
Right. Well, this is obviously like chef driven, right? So you don't know what you're getting.
Wow.
But it was phenomenal.
All right, so is it just a set menu every night?
This is pretty much what they're doing. Sometimes they'll switch what dish comes first, second, or whatever.
But you don't order. They just bring?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, I so could never eat here.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you know there's a place in Minnesota called – I got to ask Ryan. Mm-hmm. I got to remember what it is because, you know, Ryan, we work with when we're in Minnesota. He's such a foodie. And there's this place – a few people had written to me about it. I'll find out the name. It's not called, like, the competition. It's called the something. Anyway,
You have to get tickets to go there.
Right.
And it's like this. They just, they bring you what they bring you.
Yes, exactly. That, those are like the fancy restaurants.
Yeah, Terry and I are way too high
strung. Like this.
But if you said to them, like, I can't eat dairy, would they just manage it?
Oh, yeah, of course. We have to tell them in advance, but yeah, absolutely.
See, I could do that. But as long as I knew I could eat everything.
I don't think you would enjoy this.
No?
No.
I'm too picky?
I mean, like the foie gras. I don't know. I mean,
well, I don't like foie gras.
Yeah.
Because it's not nice. So let's see. Geranium, ice, ginger, yogurt, lychee, a salad of cucumber and mint. Are those two separate things?
No, that was all one.
Kanpachi for Nancy. Okay. Spaghetti squash with late harvest apricot. By the way, so far, except for the yogurt, I'm totally in. Chamomile, tea, lemon, white sesame, fennel smoked ice cream. That was like your intermezzo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like fennel. Do you like fennel?
I'm okay with it.
It, for me, it depends. Like if fennel's cooked in a dish and it's not overpowering,
right.
I don't mind it, but I don't like a super fennel-y kind of thing. And I certainly don't like it raw. See, already a kitty. corn and honey, popcorn and caramel?
Oh, yeah.
Was that not a dessert?
I know. So he likes to go, this one was basically based on like the seasons. So it was summer going into autumn, going into fall.
So this was the summer
menu.
That
was the summer. And that was like, he goes, when I think of summer, I think of like smoky people like doing like fires and this, because he grew up like in like Michigan or something. So for him, he had a story for every plate. So that's why he was inspired by that. So yeah, so we had a lot of desserts within.
So he did like for each season, he did like a starter, entree. He did a starter, intermezzo, entree, and dessert.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. So that was summer. I like that. Okay. So I'm assuming we're in fall. So it says
autumn.
Same thing. It's
no for them. It's different.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why does he have fall also?
They have an autumn. They have actually have like a month of autumn where we don't really have an autumn here. It's not that long.
Are you talking about the East Coast?
He's like. Well, he grew up, I guess, Midwest, East Coast. Yeah.
We called it fall. Okay. But anyway, so no, I mean, autumn, yes, but it's sort of the same thing. Anyway, so does this say wasabi?
No, that's an R.
Warabi.
Mm-hmm.
Warabi mochi, trout roe, kinako, foie gras, rutabaga, passion fruit, yuzu glass. That's a very Riley dish right there.
Oh, totally.
Okay, then honey nut squash, butterfly sorrel, boricha, golden ocetra caviar, chestnut, lapsang, pheasant, with flavors of a Michigan autumn. See, that sounds lovely, although I don't really eat pheasant. Do you eat pheasant?
Oh,
you
I do eat now. Everything. But see, like, they're one little bite.
Yeah, no, I saw your pictures.
I mean,
by the way, the presentation
is
spectacular.
Stunning. It's stunning.
Riley's so good at that, too.
Yes.
Then grapefruit, chicory, cocoa, cardona, farro, and sunflower with wild mushroom. Squab, Kyoto red carrot, cherry truffle milkshake. Ew.
That's the only one I couldn't actually have.
Why?
It was all truffle. It was literally a little truffle. It was cold and it was like a white truffle milkshake.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, caramelized white chocolate, blackberry, menthol, molasses, tonka marshmallow, hot chocolate. Wow, that's quite a menu. You know what? There's a piece of me that wished that I enjoyed.
Right.
I think for me, and I like my mom would tell me I was very pedestrian at this point, but I think it's important to know what you like.
Right.
But I love the pomp and circumstance of that. So I wish I liked the food so I could enjoy the experience of
it.
I mean, that's why we really didn't like French Laundry. But truthfully, I just find pheasant and stuff like that just too gamey for me and too rich.
Right. It is very rich.
I like chicken.
Yeah. Well, then you wouldn't like this.
No, but I
had a great
time. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it was amazing.
And I think what I love about that, by the way, even the menu so beautifully written and the font is gorgeous. And what I love about it is it all the textures and layers of all that food. It's not basic cooking. This is very high level, high palate cooking. So I appreciate it from that level. Totally.
Yeah.
Just wish I liked it.
I know. It was incredible. That was very, very, very
Where did
experience.
You sit? At a table or like at the bar?
No, we were at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he wanted to be able to talk to him and see how they were doing everything. So Riley's trying to get
Is he cute?
Very cute.
Is he single?
No, he's married.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I know people. I'm just saying. What's his name?
Now I forgot his name.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, Dialogue.
Yes,
Dialogue. Is the name of the restaurant in Santa Monica. How much was
Absolutely go. It was north of $200 per person. That's not including your wine pairings if you decide to do a wine pairing.
Or you could just order your drinks a la carte or no?
I didn't ask because we never do that. It's either with wine, without wine. So I'm not sure actually.
I have to say I love a wine pairing.
Oh, us too.
Because it's I love the thought process that goes into it and how the different smells and tastes of the wine go with the different foods. Mm-hmm. I love
that. It's fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
That's so cool.
I know.
All right. That's awesome.
Okay. You tell me everything that's going on.
Ugh, why? It's so boring and pathetic. I'm telling you, I need a break. And it's real. I was telling Terry yesterday, we were recording Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. I'm like, it's really sad that for me, the break is going to Minnesota for 2.5 days to do 17, 18 hours live.
Well, because you mean a break from just having to do the typical day-to-day with the kids, the getting up early, the...
Yeah. What I'm noticing, not just with myself, but like with all the moms that I know, is that I think school has settled in and the newness of the year has worn off and now we're kind of in it.
Right.
The drudgery of it. And yeah, it's painful, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mildly painful. Meanwhile, you know what? But on a happy note, so you know, we're filming the house.
Right.
Do we know we're doing the first episode yet? Not yet. Couple weeks.
It's going to be the week of, I'll tell you this right now.
Is it like October 10th, maybe?
It's the week of the 8th, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that's when you're going to see the first episode on my YouTube channel, Heather's Closet. I don't know if we've come up with a title yet, but it's like the house. It's really, I think it's going to be really fun. And what's been great is I feel like since I am now doing such a specific tour and going through everything, I'm actually finishing little details that weren't done or noticing little things that needed to be fixed. It's been good.
Good, good. I mean, do you think you'll ever actually be done?
Do I think I'll actually ever? Well, I'm scared because the girls want to redo their rooms.
But I thought you said you weren't going to let them.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But aside from that, I think as soon as the champagne wall is done, I think I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I'm done. Little things will have to be done. Like eventually I'll have to recover my outdoor furniture, you know, because it gets wear and tear.
Right.
But other than that.
You feel like everything's pretty much complete.
Yeah.
Good.
Why, would you change something, you think?
No, I feel like I know you. You'd be like, you know what? I think I'm ready for a new blah, 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 like a new project.
I know, but just I don't think it's in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's that.
Right.
I don't know though. But no, I think the house is done. But what's super scary is Terry called me yesterday and said, so.
Oh no.
He goes, Rex called.
No.
So Rex is our real estate agent. And I go, I don't want to hear about it. Leave me alone.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Please. But the kids were worried. Did I tell you that?
No.
The kids were worried. They thought because we're filming in the house and I'm having photos taken of the house, they're like, are you selling the house? I'm like, no, why? And they're like, I don't know. Why are you filming it? Why are you taking pictures of everything? I'm like, because it looks good.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you first get dressed up for the night.
Right.
You want to take the picture when you're fresh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take pictures 10 years from now.
Right.
I want to take them now.
Right. They understood that. But they were freaking out.
I'm not sure that they totally believed me.
Oh.
But yeah. Oh my God. So we went. All right. Oh, I didn't tell you about the concert.
Mm-hmm.
I love blinds. Blinds are such an incredibly clean, awesome way to cover your windows and decorate a house. But here's the problem. Blinds, for me in the past, usually are a disaster because you have to pay a fortune or you have to measure them yourself. And if you don't measure right, you're out of luck. Well, guess what? Enter Blinds Galore. Blinds Galore is turning 20 this year and they want to celebrate by giving you, are you ready? 50% off everything. So hurry over to blindsgalore.com before October 3rd to get your next custom window treatments during one of their biggest sales of the year. Blindsgalore.com was the first place to buy custom window treatments online. Trust me, they know their stuff. These aren't like window treatments lying boxed up in a shelf somewhere, pre-measured, whatever. Blinds Galore is 100% custom, hand-built from scratch and created to your exact measurements for a perfect fit and a professional look. You can customize your window treatment down to every little detail, and it's the details that make the difference. From start to finish, measuring, picking out the perfect window covering, and installing it, their team of in-house experts will be there to guide you every step of the way, online or over the phone. Free samples, free shipping, free expertise. Nobody makes this as easy as Blinds Galore. Visit blindsgalore.com during their big 20th birthday celebration for up to 50% off your next pair of custom blinds or shades, and let them know I sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
So we went to, did I tell you about the concert? Mm-mm. So we went, I got tickets to the Zac Brown concert. Kids wanted to see Zac Brown, and it's one of the only groups that we agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, great. So I looked it up, and they were playing with the Doobie Brothers and the Eagles at Petco Park in San Diego. So I'm like, all right, well, great. I got great seats, fourth row center, awesome. And we make this plan to go down there. So on the ride down, to sort of truncate the story, suffice to say, no one was very nice to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'll sit on the hump, twins of mine. Mm-hmm. Terry was in the front. Someone was driving us. So I'm straddling the hump, and the two of them are sitting next to me, and they're literally like mocking me over me, like laughing because I was bored in the car because they're on their devices and whatnot, and everyone's got AirPods in. And so I started taking little selfies of myself with the new Instagram, you know, what do you call those filters?
Yeah.
I'm not posting them.
Oh,
well, I did
gosh.
Eventually because they annoyed me, but I was just having fun. And they were like, you sound dumb. That's not how you do it. Oh my God. And then there was one that looked like film noir, which is like a beret and, or like a little hat with a veil. And it's very dark.
Black and white with a red lip.
But they told me it was a widow.
Oh, really?
I saw it as film noir. I don't know.
Why would a widow wear red lips like that?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the widow.
That's true.
But anyway, so they were totally mocking me in the car, and they were so mean to me. And I'm texting Terry, and I'm in the back seat, and he's in the front. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why are you not saying anything? And he's texting me back, don't do this. Let it go. And, you know, I'm like seething.
Yeah,
I'm like,
of course. Ugh.
So I made Max move to the middle. I'm like, hop over me.
Uh-huh.
I went to the side, and I got myself together.
Okay, good.
And then we ended up going, we met Julie, Nikki's friend's parents, who we've known for years. I love them. And this other family for dunch,
right.
Dinner, I don't know what you call it, at the Pendry, because we were trying to figure out where to go.
Right.
Remember, and we were going to go to the Hard Rock, but Nobu didn't open till 5. So someone told me, my friend Susie messaged me and said, go to the Pendry. So my friend Casey Bruno is the PR director for the Montage, and the Pendry is owned by the Montage. By the way, the cutest hotel.
Oh, awesome.
The lobby's beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have like a mini version of Lido.
Oh, cool.
Up top.
Oh, cool.
Except the pool's up top.
Okay.
So they have a bar and they have tables, but they also have this pool scene.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
But it was a little hot to sit upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have two restaurants downstairs. They have like a fancier restaurant called, I think it's called Lionfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this, or I don't remember, but they have two restaurants. We went to the more casual one.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. It's like a big bistro. It reminds me of a bistro in Paris, like a big open kitchen in the middle and just lots of tables. And we sat at this big high table and they brought these huge pieces of these rustic toasted breads.
Yum.
And, oh, it was so good. But then the manager came over and she said, I want to give you these special coins. And they were for their champagne vending machine.
Oh my goodness. I did see your post about that.
And on the little silk bags, it said Champendry.
Oh, that's so cool.
So inside was a gold coin and it was this little funnel thing. Did you see the funnel?
Yes.
Thing? All right. So it's like this funnel that says Moet or whatever. And you take your coin and you go over to the machine and you put it in and you type in the number.
Right.
And it dispenses your little champagne bottle. By the way, they're not half bottles.
They're not?
They're mini bottles.
What's their
A regular bottle is what? 750 milliliters?
Okay. And
so a half bottle is 325. And then this is half of that.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's mini bottles.
Oh, interesting.
Of Moet. So they had regular and they had rosé. Mm-hmm. And so you'd pick your bottle and you take it out, you uncork it, and then you take this funnel and you put it in there, but
right.
It like snaps into the top and that's how you drink.
So cute.
So you don't need a glass.
I love that. It's funny. They did that at the rooftop at the Spectrum, but I didn't like drinking out of it. I wanted a glass.
if you needed a roadie.
Totally, totally. Like at a restaurant, I wouldn't drink out of it. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. Of course not. But I think
I love the idea of it for sure.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute because I thought, you know, especially in San Diego when you have like the concerts and people are walking around and the whole thing. It's obviously gimmicky, but I thought it was so cute. So here was the thing. Do you remember when we saw that Kris Jenner gave Chrissy Teigen, by the way, isn't her last name Teigen?
She went back and forth, but okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was Teigen.
Well, she had like an interview on E! And I think she was like, well, I've been saying Teigen for the past, I don't know how many years, but technically it's Teigen. And yeah.
She said, I read an article. She was like, I never correct people.
Yeah.
So if they called me Teigen, I went with it. If you take me to the wrong airport, I'll change my flight. If you right. So funny. She's hilarious. Hilarious. So Chrissy Teigen, Kris Jenner gave her that Moët vending machine. I remember I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I need that for my birthday. Mm-hmm. But it's a very small bottle.
Oh God. So it's too small of a bottle?
Well, but you could only, I think Moët's the only one that makes those mini bottles. I don't know. I don't know any other
vending machine that would do it.
No, I don't know any other champagnes that make that size bottles that would fit in that vending machine. Cause I thought it would be fun for my birthday to have a Heather wrapped.
That's hilarious.
Like we did with Terry with the botched game. I thought it'd be fun to have like a Heather champagne vending machine.
Oh my goodness.
Terry's like, let's get it. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, the bottles are very small. I don't know.
So funny.
I know. That was fun. But anyway, so then we went over to the concert. Wow. They sold out the stadium.
Oh my gosh.
It's a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Not one seat open.
Crazy.
Crazy. We skipped the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Because even though I do like a lot of their music, Terry said at this point they're basically a tribute band.
Oh, gosh.
So we chose, and the kids had no interest. And the concert started at 5 and it was over at 11:30. And I thought, that's just a long time for them. So we skipped the Doobie Brothers. We had dinner. And then we went over to the concert, like perfect, right when Zach Brown started.
Awesome.
That man is so talented.
Yeah, can imagine.
Wow. And he sang... He said, the only thing that was a little odd is that he sang that Queen song. Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah.
He sang that?
So he sang Bohemian Rhapsody, which was great. But the only thing I would say is that he didn't sing a couple of his well-known songs.
Oh, interesting.
That the kids were upset about. And I thought, you know what? You got to sing all your hits.
Yeah,
and then
course.
You can veer off to someone else's music.
Of course.
But in general, I will tell you, this man is unbelievably talented. His band is incredible. Mm-hmm. One of the guys in his band also sings and sang a couple songs that were amazing. And the kids loved it.
Oh, good.
So then we thought we had about a half hour between Zach Brown and the Eagles going on. So we wanted to get a drink and a snack. And all they had on the field were like these cans of, I don't know, it was like vodka grapefruit or stuff like that and kettle corn. And I wanted salty popcorn. By the way, the bathrooms were outside of the stadium, porta potties that don't flush.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank God you didn't have Coke or a cat.
And far.
Right.
It was crazy. Anyway, so in between, this was my mom fail. So we... In order to get like a salty popcorn snack, you had to walk into the stadium. So if you think about a baseball stadium, we're on the field, right?
Right.
And you have to go where the food is.
Right.
So think about that, right? It's far. So, and everything's kind of cordoned off. So we had to find the place and, you know, we went all the way up. And by the way, they basically had almost the same exact thing they had on the floor.
Oh, no.
But this was my mom fail. They were online and they were kind of close. And Terry's like, oh, I wonder if there's a full bar up here. Mm-hmm. And I found the full bar. Because I said, you know, let me walk over here. And it was close. And I was like, oh, the full bar is right here. Do you want me to wait here? Whatever. We kind of had like a like one of those moments. And I was like, well, I'm going to be here. And I think he thought I meant come here. Or maybe I said come here. I don't remember. But they got off the line.
Yeah.
It was totally my fault.
Yeah.
Got off the line. And then this line was not moving.
Oh, no.
And the Eagles started.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It was like that. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. So I like ran. I go, you guys go. I'm going to I'll just get the stuff right here. And I'll bring it down to and. It was like such a very crowded arena. He didn't want me walking by myself.
Right.
He's like, no, we'll wait. So finally I got the stuff. We didn't even drink the drinks. We definitely ate the popcorn though.
Okay.
And we got down there and we missed like the first two songs, but they were amazing.
Yeah.
The Eagles were so good. And the Twins only know two songs.
Right.
Which is incredibly weird because like in a way, maybe it's my generation, but they're a little bit like the Beatles. Like anything they play, you go, oh, I know that song. Mm-hmm. Oh, they play that song? Oh, wow, that's a great song. Oh, and you know, Glenn Frey, who's in the band, passed away 2 years ago.
Got it.
But his son mm-hmm. is performing with them now.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so cool. And like, there's all these like old dudes and then him.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was amazing. And then they hired Vince Gill.
Which one's Vince
Gill? He's a country singer. He's a country western singer. Huge Grammy, multiple Grammy award performer. He's married to Amy Grant, right?
Yep.
So he was singing all the Glenn Frey tunes, basically.
Got it.
What a talent.
Yeah.
And what, you know, and I was saying to Terry, I'm like, God, he's so huge in his own right. Interesting that he would go like join the Eagles for the tour. And he's like, well,
It's the Eagles.
Yeah. It's arguably one of, I mean, if you think about how long the Eagles have been performing.
Exactly.
And you look around and see the sold out stadium.
Yeah. I'm like, that must have been a dream for him to be able to say he did that.
Oh, yeah. And Zac Brown also was very, you know, grateful to be there and be on stage with them. And like, it was really cool. Anyway, but the kids, they know the song How Long.
Mm-hmm.
And they know Hotel California.
Of course.
And that's it. And you know Hotel California is going to be the encore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh.
They're going to be bored out of their mind.
What's going to happen here? So they play the first few songs, whatever, and they knew some of them and, you know, Take It Easy. Like, they knew some songs. And then they played How Long, and they loved that. And then they were done.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They were done. By the way, we had the best seats. We were, like I said, we were fourth row center, but this was kind of an older crowd, so everyone was sitting in front of us.
Oh, God.
No, it was great.
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant like it's bad because you guys were like, we're the only ones standing
up. No, it doesn't matter. That means you can stand as much as you want or sit if you want to. You know, if you're on the floor of a concert and everyone's standing, you have to stand.
You're right.
Even if it's like a mellow song or whatever.
I just wasn't sure if that made you feel like bad because people behind you now couldn't see.
Nope, didn't feel bad at all. It's a concert. So, no, we stood up, we danced, we sang. It was great. But the twins were like, oh my gosh, because when they started, they said they were going to be playing for over 2 hours, for 2.5 hours.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And so we were like, huh. And it was kind of funny because their laser show, their pictures, I swear, it's like they haven't changed them in 35 years. I leaned over to the twins and I go, that's a laser. It was so funny. Anyway, so maybe like 40 minutes into the show, they're like, can we go? Are you really going to make us stay till the end? And Terry looks over. He's like, you know, 20 more minutes and then we'll go.
Was he having the best time, Terry?
Best time ever.
Yeah.
But by the way, he was singing very loudly.
Oh, I hate that.
So let me ask you a question. You go to a concert and everyone's singing.
Right.
Does it not defeat the purpose of hearing someone live?
Well, I think that when they're like right in your ear like that, it's just so obnoxious.
But I didn't say anything because he was sitting there, standing there, living his best life, singing so loud,
so
every
cute,
word.
Though.
He enjoyed it. Not only is he a terrible singer, but I wanted to hear Don Henley.
Right. And you're probably, oh, that's so funny.
So at one point, I kind of crossed one arm and closed my ear on the left side where he was standing.
That's so funny.
Yes, it was very funny. But anyway, so that was that. And then I have to say, and I was very proud of them. I leaned over to the twins and I go, listen, I go, Dad's having the best time ever. Mm-hmm. So we're going to stay as long as he wants to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of looked at me. They didn't really say anything, but they did not complain again.
Oh, good.
They sat for the entire thing. And then the best part of all, so the concert's over, they leave the stage and we're like, well, we're here. We might as well listen to Hotel California, right? They leave the stage and because we thought they were playing for 2.5 hours, but this was like at the 2 hour mark, let's
Got
say.
It.
So at the 2 hour, 5 minute mark, they come back on and they do Hotel California. It's amazing. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I got to hear them play that live.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And
that's incredible.
The kids loved it. And then we go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And we boogied out of there because then Joe Walsh started singing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm more of a fan of the Glenn Frey and Don Henley songs.
Right.
And Terry didn't want to hear it either. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
So it was perfect because
we beat the crowds.
We totally beat the crowds. We zoomed out and we got to hear all the songs we wanted.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God. I'm so glad you guys had fun.
And I will also tell you that when we got in the car to come home, Max snuggled up with me in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, thank you.
Oh, okay.
They had the best time and thanks for taking them. And I know, like, I don't know about everyone else's kids, but I know with mine, the I'm sorry doesn't always come, but I feel like in different ways they apologize,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that right. I feel like that
in
was
in their own way.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
felt like that was her way of just saying, like,
yeah,
we're good.
Good. I'm so glad.
It was really, really fun though. I mean, we got home so late.
Oh, I can imagine. I went to the Great Wolf Lodge with my three little ones.
Oh, right. By the way, do you remember the first time we went there?
It was, yes.
Do you know that place is called Great Wolf Lodge now?
At Mall of America?
Yes.
It looked exactly the same. I'm like, this must be the exact same thing we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny. So my sister, last minute, my mom was supposed to take care of the kids and she couldn't do it. So I go, all right, I'll do it. Like, I've never taken care of kids probably over 24 hours right. by myself. And I go, yeah, I'll do it. It's fine. We'll have a great time. And these kids don't really get to experience a lot of stuff, unfortunately, right? And
did you stay at their house or they
No, that's why. So I was like, I want to do something that's different for them. I want them to do something fun. And so I was like, maybe I'll just take him to the Great Wolf Lodge. We'll just stay the night. We'll do the water slides. Like, it can't be that hard. And so I go, the first night we'll do that. The second night's a Sunday. So I'll just spend the night at their house, get them ready for school, take them to school the next day, whatever. So we did that. So I booked the room and they were so excited to go. They've never been, right? And all their friends have been. So they were like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And I'm thinking to myself, it's like probably four slides and, you know, like –
I didn't
think it was, well, I didn't know until I got there that it was the exact same thing as.
But you don't remember when Lindsay and I went a couple of months ago?
Yeah, but that compared to like a Raging Waters is so small. You can do that park 10,000 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's tiny. It's really tiny. And so, and plus it's indoors. So it's not like.
You can't breathe in there. It's so heavy.
It is really heavy, but it's like either that or like the sun is blazing on you.
No, I think it's a great option.
Yeah. So I think for me, it was perfect because it was three kids by myself. And I'm thinking, okay, if the older one, I always, you know.
Wait, what is, tell me the ages of the kids again.
7, 9, and 12. So, I mean, they're older. They all know how to swim. It's fine. But like 7-year-old, I still need to like keep an eye on.
Yeah, because like Coco.
Yeah. And so, and like they just made their shorties like me. So they just made the height requirements.
Seriously?
Oh yeah. But no, we ended up having the best time.
Oh my
ever.
God. They give you those tiny, tiny little towels.
Yes.
It's so bad. It covers nothing. It dries nothing.
Like one leg. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to need like five of these.
Did you see what I wore when we went there?
You were like in full penguin suit. Like you were like
completely
covered head to toe.
Because I didn't want anything touching me there. That is the most germ infested. I mean, by the way, they keep it super clean.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. There's just germs in places like that.
Oh, for sure.
Just don't want anything touching
me. So many kids probably peeing in the pools. Like I just, you know.
That's the least of it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Did they love it?
They loved it. But they were exhausted by like 3 o'clock.
That's
like they were ready to
better.
Go. They were like done. But then we took them to the arcade I took them to the arcade, went to get food. I mean, it was just a really cool experience.
Oh, the arcade is such a money suck.
Oh, I spent a fortune.
I know.
for like three little games and then they were done. It was so fun. We went bowling. We did all of that. And
that's
the next
so
day,
cool.
got up.
Where'd you take them for dinner
again,
in the hotel?
At the pizza place.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. And then the morning, took him to the, what is it? That little buffet.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Like the Wolf Lodge.
We didn't go to
Lodge,
that.
Whatever.
Know. Yeah.
And did the slides for half the day. Then took one of them to a birthday party. Like I totally went into mom mode. But I feel like it actually wasn't that bad.
That's because you knew you were giving them back.
Totally. 100%.
It was a finite situation.
But then I went back to my life and I'm like, God, my life is so boring. Like it's so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I feel like I'll be ready for that stage when it comes.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just, it is fun. Obviously it's exhausting when you're doing it every single day, but I feel like, yeah, I could totally do it. Like it doesn't scare me anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh yeah. 100%.
When you get those amazing moments with the kids, I always talk about that, but there's nothing like it. Right now, I told you that Coco's reading that Chris Colfer mm-hmm. book, right? But she reads it to me.
Yeah.
And I want to like take a little video of her because she still has that little voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about her reading that relaxes me.
Really?
Oh yeah. So that's what we do in the car now. She
that's
just reads
so
to me.
So cute.
And I know her voice will change.
Right.
And since she's my last little mm-hmm. kid, I want to remember this.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, it's a very, very sweet thing.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. They were hideous probably 60% of the time.
Well, isn't it incredible how bipolar kids are?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was telling you. Like, they literally went from being so happy to crying, to screaming, to yelling at each other, to yelling at me. I'm like, what is going on? Pick a freaking mood. Like,
do they get along with each other?
Yeah, they do.
The 12-year-old gets along?
No, they don't. Let's be honest. They really don't. It's a lot of, stop, why are you doing that? Like, but, you know, and then it's like, be nice to your, like, it's crazy, but they're not my kids either. So I also can't reprimand the way that I think I would my children.
Right.
But they respect me because I'm not the mom and I'm not the dad. So it's sort of like they don't want to piss me off, but it was fine.
Oh my God. Great Wolf Lodge.
I know. Yikes. Yikes.
I think it's great that you guys have that relationship. It's funny because Terry was talking the other day and he goes, you know, I think I'm much more into the kids now than I've ever been. He goes, I think maybe that's what turning 60 does for you.
Right. I think we talked about this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting though?
It is. And I was wondering, and I was saying, because is it because they're older so he has more, like he can communicate with them in a different way. He can talk to them like adults.
He never liked babies. That was never his thing.
Right. So maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. But I think when you don't have a relationship with them when they're babies and little, you know, it's hard to pick it up later.
Right.
That's the grandparent thing too. Mm-hmm. That's why, I mean, I never understood, like my parents were so bad at this. Like they just had their life other places.
Right.
But that's okay. That's their choice. Mm-hmm. But for me, I mean, I'd want to be
involved.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you can't be. It's just, it is what it is. People move away. Mm-hmm. People, you know, have those kinds of jobs or maybe they're in the military or whatnot. But like if it's possible.
Of course.
I would want to be involved.
Yeah, without being like a hovering grandmother.
Yeah, that's too hard. You can't expect people to come stay at your house for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. That's just too much pressure.
And not just that. I think it's hard because if they want to sort of implement rules or tell you how to do things, it can get a little bit overwhelming, I think.
I agree. And also, if you want a real relationship with a kid and you're the grandparent, mm-hmm. you have to have time alone with them. Because if they're in... Like, I'll use, obviously, me as an example. If my kid is in my house mm-hmm. and you're here with them, mm-hmm. you're in my house. It's just, it's different than if they're going over to your place.
Right.
And hanging out with you in your space with your rules and your things. And I don't know, it creates like a different kind of environment.
I agree.
All right, you guys, you know how much I love Cher. She's an Oscar winner, an Emmy winner, a Grammy winner. She is an icon. And did you see her in that mega hit film, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again? She was amazing, sang Fernando, loved it. And it inspired her to record a new album called Dancing Queen. And Dancing Queen is scheduled for a September 28th release date and features all ABBA hits. Here's what Cher had to say. I've always liked ABBA and saw the original Mamma Mia musical on Broadway 3 times. After filming Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, I was reminded again of what great and timeless songs they wrote and started thinking, why not do an album of their music? The songs were harder to sing than I imagined, but I'm so happy with how the music came out. I'm really excited for people to hear it. It's a perfect time. Dancing Queen was also produced by Cher's longtime collaborator, Mark Taylor, who previously produced Cher's global smash, Believe, which was number one in over 50 countries. After her Australian tour, which is happening right now, Cher is going to come to Las Vegas to perform at the MGM this fall. Then she's going to be crossing the U.S. for the first time in 5 years in spring 2019. So you can download, stream, or order a physical copy of Dancing Queen on CD, vinyl, and get tickets to see Cher on tour at Cher.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies unleashed beaches, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
If you like my show, you're going to love Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow on Podcast One. The former bachelorette is in the studio with her bottle of wine handy to talk to some of the biggest names in pop culture, like The Hill's Spencer Pratt, Ariel Vandenberg, and the newly engaged Becca Cuffrin. Check out Off the Vine every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's world.
Can we do some questions? I feel like we've been ignoring everybody.
Let's do it. Okie dokie. Here's one. This is funny. Okay, so dear Heather and Natalie, love, love, love listening to you every week. My dilemma is this. My best friend of 30 years has recently split up with her husband and has taken up with a new man. She shares that they have sexy time at least twice a day. I'm a germaphobe, and when she comes to visit me this winter, the thought of them doing the deed in my bed grosses me out. Is it taboo to take her aside and request that they refrain during the 4 days they are with me? Muddled Melanie.
OMG. Really? First of all, I don't want to have sexy time twice a day. I mean, maybe on vacation, like right. A couple of days, but like every
but
day?
And don't she's they? She's a divorcee of 30 years. I'm sure she's like with the new guy, so it's probably exciting. It's
don't
fresh,
they work?
It's stop.
I'm not kidding. There's a time element to the thing, too.
Yeah, but some don't take that long. Okay.
I think that when you're having people over, but she said in her bed.
Right.
Why would they be in her bed?
Right.
I'm assuming there's a guest room.
I don't, why wouldn't she say the guest room? Maybe it's a one bedroom and she maybe is going to let them take over her room.
Well, then I would put them on the sofa.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know.
She probably is going to take the sofa since it can only fit her, and then she'll probably give them the bed.
Wait, did she say she was single?
Who?
The girl that wrote to us.
No, she didn't say she was single. I'm just assuming if she's having them come to her house and they're staying in her bed, I'm just assuming that.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Okay, let's just assume for a second that she's giving them her bed, like you're saying. Okay. I wouldn't want that either.
Oh my God, you cannot tell someone.
Don't have sex in my bed. I honestly, if I was that grossed out about it, I think what I would do would be to get a new mattress protector and sheets and then just give them away.
I would just put them in a hotel nearby, very close.
What if she
Airbnb.
What if she can't afford that?
Then it's sort of like, I don't know. I mean, you can't. I don't
want anyone having sex in my bed.
Obviously. But like, how you can't tell someone that. But that's so inappropriate.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
By the way,
never Airbnb my house because you just don't know what the heck they're doing in your
house. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way. But what about, like, do you guys ever go visit someone and stay at their home? Terry and I never do. We don't like staying at people's houses. It's too much pressure.
I have in the past. Yeah, like family members and whatnot. Yeah.
And did you have sex in the guest bedroom?
I can't remember. The house I've even stayed at. But I want to say yes.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah. No, it just, you
probably,
know.
Probably because you don't think about it. But
honestly, just buy cheap sheets, put them on, and then just burn them afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I said. Give them away.
Yeah. No, give them away.
Well, you can wash them and give them away. You don't have to burn them. Saying, wash them, give them away.
Yes,
people
for
need
sure.
sheets, you know.
Yeah.
But that way, you're not grossed out. Get a mattress protector. By the way, remember I told you the whole thing about the pillows and the pillow protectors?
Yes. So now that too.
The kids are all complaining that their pillows are hard now because of the pillow protectors.
No.
My goodness.
That.
There you go. All right. So Natalie and I agree, buy cheap sheets and then either burn them or give them away.
Completely agree. Hi, Heather. So I'm going to college next week and I wanted to know how to maximize my space. Do you have any storage tips, packing tips, and how should I make my dorm feel like home? Lots of love. XOXO.
You guys didn't have dorms at Fidham, did you?
No.
So you lived where?
I commuted back and forth from Orange County, but they had housing next door. They were apartments.
That's cool though. So yeah. It's more like a city school anyway. Mm-hmm. College space is very, very limited. Mm-hmm. Now I've seen some people online coordinate with their roommates, which I think is kind of cute, but that sounds like a lot of work, especially if you don't know the other person. And I just feel like me personally, I wouldn't want to compromise. I don't need to match the other person.
Right.
And in our dorms, there was a divider.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's funny because I saw Kyle Richards posted, it was kind of an ad thing, but she worked with some company and did her daughter, Sophia, I think, her room with her roommate. Right. But there was no divider in the room. It's one big room. How do you have one big room in college with no divider? Speaking of the whole sex thing.
Right. It's probably like, okay, I get an hour on Friday night. You get an hour. You know what I mean?
Leave a sock on the doorknob. I don't know. But yeah. I remember in Syracuse, the first dorm I lived in was called Delplane. And there was a divider in the room. So it was really like your side.
Right.
And their side.
Right.
And I just decorated the way I wanted to, which I like. And even when I moved into my sorority house and you had doubles or triples even, because when you were younger, you know, you got the triple room, so three girls in a room. And then as you got older, you could get a single. We decorated our areas differently.
Right.
Like it wasn't like one cohesive room. Right. I don't know. This might be a new thing.
Maybe.
But I like doing it my own way. All right. So when it comes to space, yeah, you have to maximize every square inch. I mean, obviously, the under the bed space is where you're going to get your most bang for the buck. But also, I think a couple of things. You know, for me, we would go home at certain intervals for breaks. Like you go home for Thanksgiving, you go home for Christmas and whatnot. You don't have to bring your clothes for the whole year. You know, you might want to break it up into seasons if you're at like a school that actually has seasons.
Right.
And, you know, save your winter clothes for after Thanksgiving or whatnot. And that way, not only do you get a rotation of clothes, but you have more space.
Right.
And there's so many amazing space saver things at the Container Store that you can use, like things you would never think of. I would absolutely go to the Container Store, and Target has really good things for dorms and Bed Bath & Beyond.
IKEA is great for that stuff.
IKEA is great for that stuff. But the one thing that someone told me recently was that they were taking their kids somewhere, like to another state. And what they did was they went into, I think it was Bed Bath & Beyond, and they ordered everything. And you pick it up at the store there. But when they got there, not everything was there. Because what happens is you give them the list and they go through and they pack your stuff. But if you are at the end of this period of time, if you do it a little bit later, they might run out of those items.
So then you
don't have a complete box of stuff and you show up there and you're missing things.
Right.
So I would absolutely make sure that you know like where the local stores are. So if you're missing things in your box, you can pick them up there. And you know, Amazon's also a really great way to do it. Or honestly, you can buy everything ahead of time and ship it there.
Right.
But back to the storage stuff. So absolutely you want to utilize your under the bed space. Even in your closet, you can do shelves at the bottom. You know, you have your hanging and then at the bottom you can do shelves for your shoes. So that gives you, you know, more room for your shoes. What would you say?
I have definitely a small little space. So for me, like in my closet it's literally like me, I can barely fit in there. So on the left hand, it's like on like, I have like one bland wall that I put just shelves on. So you can put bins on there. You can honestly, I don't know what kind of stuff you have, but if you have school supplies, whatever it is, that's such a great way to add storage space when you don't have any storage space. So shelving is really good, at least for me.
I like shelving too. And I also like stackable bins with lids on them. And what you do is you label them.
Yes.
So you can write sweaters or you can write scarves or you can write whatever it is. So the things that you're not using on the daily, if you have like a high shelf, you can put them up high. And if you have shelves in your room, like not in the closet, but in the room, if you get cool boxes, like colored boxes, you know, boxes with patterns or fabrics. You can even make them yourself, honestly, with wallpaper, wrapping paper, or fabric remnants from a fabric store and just hot glue gun them and make pretty boxes that go with your decor, but they're actually for your extra clothes.
Exactly. Yep.
Such a good
thing
to do.
And then she said, how do you make it feel like home?
Well, I, you know, it's funny. I think for my, I'm trying to remember what my first dorm room looked like. Because one of my rooms in college, I brought a lot of stuff from home. Mm-hmm. I actually almost recreated my bedroom. Not the whole thing, but parts of it. Because remember I told you I had a lot of red, white, and blue stuff? Mm-hmm. And I decided to do that one year because I was in a triple and I was on the bottom bunk and I didn't have a ton of space. And
right.
So I brought a lot of that stuff with me. It all depends on what makes home for you. Sometimes it's a smell. I mean, I remember there was one guy in our dorm who was always brewing cinnamon and apples. And I'm laughing because it made him feel like home. And also his room stunk so badly.
Right, right.
Those boys never wash their clothes. And it was
I was
so going to
say smells can be interesting, right? Because if the two other ones are like, that's disgusting, put that candle out or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a big thing. What is that thing that Max has in her room? It's a diffuser, right? With her essential oil. You definitely have to agree on smells, that's for sure. But you want to bring things from home that will make you happy, not homesick. And, you know, sometimes it's good to have that little reminder of home. But it could be a teddy bear.
Right.
It could be just framed photos.
Right.
It could be, you know, that you want to bring your duvet cover from home because you love it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything that just makes you feel comfy. Look, the point of, you know, college is to study, but you want a good environment. A lot of people study at the library, and the library is actually at a lot of universities. There's a huge social scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Syracuse, like you always knew like what floor of the library was where everyone hung out. If you wanted to really study, you went to a different floor.
Right,
but if you wanted to like hang out, you went to this floor. But if you're going to study in your room, you have to make sure that your desk, you know, is appropriate. And so it is important to study, but you want it to feel like home. So find those little items that are important to you. And by the way, if you don't study in your room, by all means, use that desk as a vanity and put all your makeup in there, set up a little mirror with lights on it so you can get dressed in there, because those bathrooms are community bathrooms most of the time.
Oh yeah.
You have to have like a bucket with all your shower stuff and your robe and your flip-flops. Always wear flip-flops in the shower. And you go down the hall and you go into the bathroom and you shower and whatever.
Oy.
Yeah, but where are you blow drying your hair? Some people do it in the bathroom there and then come back and get ready. But there's like not a lot of counter space sometimes in those bathrooms. So you need a place to get ready.
Oh my goodness gracious.
But it's fun. It's like an adventure.
It's an experience for sure.
It really is. And you know what? Even though you want it to feel like home, you kind of don't.
Right.
Because it's a new adventure. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with being, you know, someone different.
Yeah.
And I like just it. Exploring different, I don't know, themes and ideas. And have you always wanted like a purple, you know, duvet cover or, you know, a feather lamp or, you know, do it. Why not? That's college is definitely the time to explore.
I like it.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
Well, Natalie's getting the next question. I just want to remind you guys that Terry and I are doing a book signing for our new book that's coming out October 16th, The Dubrow Diet, Saturday, October 27th at Mall of America in Minnesota, 1:30 to 3 p.m. in the Southeast Court location. We're so excited to see all of you guys. You know what's so funny? Chrissy Teigen was doing her book signing. Mm-hmm. She's like, meet at 10 a.m. to get your bracelets. There's a limited number of bracelets. I'm like,
That's so
I'm
funny.
Sure you'll be just fine, but come meet us at Mall of America because we really are so excited for everyone to get the book, and we're going to be on Dr. Phil, and we're going to be on The Doctors, and we're going to be on a bunch of other fun press that we're doing. We're going to be in New York that week in October. I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live Monday, October 15th, which I'm very excited about. And if you want to pre-order it now, you can go anywhere books are sold, but I would recommend going to Amazon.com, pre-ordering it now, and then I think it actually arrives the day the book comes out.
Oh, so exciting.
Are you going to get the new iPhone?
I don't know. Maybe you guys try it out and let me know how it is.
Yeah, you know, it's bigger than this.
That I know.
It's a big phone.
It's a big phone.
I always talk about this, but it's so funny to me how the phones were so big and then they got so tiny.
I know.
And then they got so big again and then they were medium and now they're going
to
be big again.
I know. I'm just scared. Like once I actually get to know my phone, I almost feel like bad to let it go. I hate having to learn new tricks on new phones.
Me too. But I think this transition to the 10 was the easiest one I ever had. I don't know
why. You think so?
I thought it was going to be a problem with that, but not having that button thing there. No, I'm fine.
Oh, good.
I like it.
Okay. Hi, Heather and Natalie. My almost 8-year-old daughter has been asking about how she can help the homeless or people less fortunate for about a year now. She seems to have a passion and empathy for helping people. I, of course, want to embrace that, but I don't want to freak her out. First, do you think she is at the right age? And second, if so, do you know of any places where kids can help around Orange County? Thanks, Ashley.
I love that. By the way, what a fabulous kid.
Right.
I think a kid that shows empathy like that is just very special because usually that is, you know, an age where they're super selfish, which is okay because it's sort of age appropriate, but that's a special kid and I would foster that. But I know what you're saying. But yeah, you know, I would go on Google. There's a lot of different ways that she can help because she is very young. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. You're her parent, so you have to decide this. I don't know how appropriate it is for her to help with, you know, person to person with homeless adult people, but maybe there's something she can do with the children.
Right.
That would be worthwhile for her.
Right. Just even feeding, right? And doing all
the. I think the thing off the top of my head would be something around Thanksgiving to do something with the soup kitchens. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they allow kids that young to work in the soup kitchen. Actually, you know where I would take her? I would take her to the Second Harvest Food Bank. I used to work with the Harvesters, and it's an incredible organization, and they raise money for Second Harvest Food Bank. And one year for the twins' birthdays, I think I've told this story before, but instead of presents, we had everyone bring canned food for the food bank. And it was an incredible experience. And I want to say that maybe they were 9 or 10, like around that age. And they were totally annoyed because they're not like your child. And I was like, we're not doing presents. We're doing this. And they were like, why? I'm like, because you don't need any gifts.
Yep.
And this is a great thing to do. So they collect all these things. But what was so impactful to them was when we went to the food bank to bring the food. Mm-hmm. And they got to see this huge warehouse full of food and see how they pack the food, who's getting the food, who needs the food, how they have these after-school cafes. And also they do backpacks. So on the weekend, and there's a couple of organizations that do this. I think there's one called Grandma's House that does this as well. So you might want to look into that as also. But Second Harvest Food Bank will do backpacks for these kids to take home for the weekend. And it's all sustainable food, like crackers and peanut butter. There's nutritious things. There's things with protein in there. For your child to help in that kind of way, I think would be amazing. Did you have an interest in helping people at that age?
Oh, 100%.
You did at 7? You remember that?
Oh, I remember that, like, vividly. And I think that's why I do what I do, and I really want to do more because I feel like I just love helping people.
You are a caretaker.
And,
I agree.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. I just,
We were very into wildlife when we were kids. Yeah, we had the Fennec Club. Yes.
Wow.
No, yeah, it was the Fennec Club. but me and my sister and my cousins. But yeah, we were very into wildlife at that age and saving wildlife. I just love that.
I think it's just good that she has some sort of passion to want to help. It's great.
There's also a place called an organization called Miracles for Kids, which we've done a lot of work with, that have these homes called Miracle Manors, and they house people whose kids are going through treatments of different illnesses. There's so many amazing ways to join. And this was a long answer, but the short answer is it's never too young to get involved. It's never too young to show your children how just doing something little makes such a huge difference in someone's lives. And a last note, at the school the girls go to, so on Halloween, they do a costume parade, and they used to do a big carnival outside with bouncy houses and dancing and all this thing. And they still do that, and it's really fun for the kids. And what they've added to that, they call it Run, Give, Serve. And because it used to be a jogathon and they would just raise money, but they felt like the kids didn't really understand it.
Right.
So what they do now is we collect all kinds of things for people in need, food, toiletries, mm-hmm. all kinds of sundries that people mm-hmm. need. And the kids, like in assembly line, they each grade has their time in the gym and they come in and they grab bags and they walk through and they have to put each item in the bag, tie it up.
I love that.
Put it to the side so that they're, it's not just an idea. They're actually physically looking at the items and they ask questions, especially the little ones, mm-hmm. the pre-K, the kindergarten, first grade. They're like, why don't they have a toothbrush?
Yep.
Or why? And it opens up a conversation of giving.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a great thing to do. So I love that question. And since we're jumping into holiday season, what an incredible thing for everyone to do, not just with their kids, but ourselves. Like how many times, are checking out at a place and they say, hey, do you want to donate $1 mm-hmm. to fill in the blank? Yeah, you know what I do?
Do it. Yeah.
Do it. Or if someone's asked you for an hour of your time to help with something, or can you bring a dozen baked goods for this thing
exactly.
or the other thing? I just think we are hitting October and it's an incredible time to start thinking about that. Because as we wind up the year, I know so many people think, and I do too, what did I do well this year? What did I not do well this year? How can I be a better person to myself? Mm-hmm. How can I be a better person to my family? And how can I be a better person for the world, for others? So let's just open that conversation. And to that end, why don't you guys, I think that was a great question. That was a local question, but how about the rest of you? Why don't you tell us what you do with your kids? Or what you do yourselves, or what you will be doing this holiday season to help others. And I just want to share that with everyone. So if people are sitting home going, well, yeah, I'd like to help, but I really don't know how. Let's just start that conversation.
I love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We are so grateful for all of your support, your amazing messages. I can't tell you how it lifts my day to get messages from you guys saying, oh my gosh, I went through that with my kids too, or you really helped me do this, or I love when Natalie said that, or whatever it is that you're saying to us, you must know how much we appreciate it. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for all of your support. Love you guys, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.